You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bradford Show.
That's my open?
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hit Bradford.
That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion.
Bradford Show. That's delicious.
All right, a quick one here. Xander Bogaerts joining the Bradford Show. Some good stuff. Good conversation. Like I said, a quick one. Not a whole lot of minutes on this one, but that's okay. Sometimes the longest ones don't mean it's the best one. And we cranked out a couple really good ones last week. At the end of last week, this was one of them. Bogaerts, who hadn't been on the podcast in a little bit, but obviously there's a lot about, and including one thing that I thought was pretty interesting, him talking about exactly what would have happened, or he thinks would have happened, if he didn't sign this contract that he signed. And also, very, very important, simulating exactly what he does when he goes to the plate. Because I've always been fascinated. He gets up there and he does like 50 million things. So I want to break that down and have him walk me through it, which is exactly what happened at the end of the podcast. But until you get to the end, there's a whole lot more to get to. We should also note, call to action. Been remiss in doing this. Please, 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 if you listen to this podcast, go to iTunes, leave a comment, leave a review, tell people to follow, do everything you can. We want to make a push here on iTunes. I appreciate all your support, appreciate Lord Hobo's support. We're going to keep marching on through doing this thing. We got another Rickshaw podcast coming up today. Or we're taping it today. We're going to drop it later on. We have Matt Barnes. We did about 38 minutes with him. That'll be dropping in a couple days. So once again, go to iTunes, please, and leave a review. Follow, tell your friends to follow. Do whatever you can. Support the cause. Because it's going to be a great, great time in the history of this podcast going forward. Mark my words. And a great way to exemplify that. It's with a Xander Bogaerts interview. So here it is.
Making his second appearance on the Bradford Show. Who could forget the first one, which was 2 years ago? Xander Bogaerts. It was like 12 minutes long, so I mean.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Wait, this is, so you've come a long way, Xander, since we did that last one.
Yeah.
I feel it. I think that was like right after you hurt your like hand. Or...
Yeah, that was 2017.
Remember that?
That was probably halfway through the season.
Yeah. You hurt your hand. Yeah. You shake someone's hand at the airport. It was.
I remember that. Rough times.
First of all, do you want to do this whole thing in Dutch?
Nah, no chance.
No?
It's too hard. Dutch is hard, man.
What are you talking about? Isn't Dutch your first language?
No. English. I would say English is my first. Papiamento is my second. That's what we speak at
it
home.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I speak English at home. Just not like American English.
No, it's all good. Keep going.
Just not American English. More like Jamaica.
When did you learn how to speak English?
It's just my family.
Right out of the gate?
Yeah, my family.
When you were a kid?
Because most of my family is from Aruba and St. Martin.
Yeah, okay.
In St. Martin, they speak English.
Okay.
Just that type of English.
See,
it's not the same.
I feel dumb for not knowing another language, but I feel dumb for asking those questions.
No,
Dutch. Because the guy in London asked you, like, questions in Dutch, right?
Yeah.
Really?
The reporter.
Yeah.
I remember that,
were you thrown off a little bit by that?
I was, but I kind of had an idea maybe some of the guys would have asked me in the clubhouse, but just not on a stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was a bit...
It's a lot of pressure.
I know, and I don't speak a lot of Dutch with most people, because...
Yeah. Listen, as far as I know, you answered that question perfectly.
Thank you.
Say something in... What was the second language?
Papiamento.
Yeah. Say something, and then say Bradfo show at the end, all right? Get this one. Ready?
Montari, aqui usando Bogars, junto com Rob Bradford, na Bradford Show.
What did you say?
I said, here's Xander Bogaerts with Rob at the Bradford Show.
Oh, my goodness. See, you're such a pro. You've come such a long way since the last time. Zeta, you having fun this year?
I want to make this
a fun experience, okay? So, in this fun year that you're having...
On a personal level, I would say, yeah.
Okay.
I think team-wise, it's been... There's been some rough nights in there.
I just did one of these, cracked out one of these with Barnes, right? And I asked him the question, like, because you guys have been around basically almost the same amount of times, ups and downs. It must be almost more difficult this year because of expectations. Like it must. Right?
I would say you might be right, because after winning last year, I think a lot of people,
same group.
I think us as players also, we had the same mindset of, you know, there's a good chance that we can repeat, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's the word I think every team wants to do whenever they want
it. And you just figure everything is going to turn over from last year, and boom, there it is.
Yeah, I don't think everyone thought it would have turned over exactly.
Yeah.
But I think maybe dealing with a lot of inconsistency on our part, maybe we didn't anticipate it.
Because you didn't have to do it last year.
Exactly. But I don't think everyone thought, here's 100 games, you're going to win again. Or start by 100 and 100 plus.
I said you could win 100 games rolling out of bed, like, this year.
I don't think so.
Of course not. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Many things.
Last year was so smooth, you know.
Yeah.
And you kind of figure that this year is going to be a little bit different. But we didn't thought it was going to be like this, you know, where we have to be fighting for a wild card spot.
Did you feel, and I get it, you're a team guy, and we're talking about it, but did you feel like this year, what you've done to this point, was coming for you? You had a good year last year, but did you feel like, other than your hollow promise to me that you were going to steal more bases, did you feel this year was coming?
I can say so. Maybe not as good, but I just try to improve a little bit what I did last year, learn all the stuff last year, and had a good solid season, and just try to continue to build on that. And I think so far it has worked. I mean, all the resources we have. And
what are you better at?
I think my pitch selection, swinging at better pitches, I think might be better.
Yeah.
Also, knowing what the pitcher has, I think that's obviously what you know throughout the years, you know, what kind of stuff he has, what's his go-to pitches. But I think swinging at strikes, being more selective, and at certain counts, you can be able to, like, cheat on a ball and stuff like that.
Is it easier to be... We've talked a lot about you being a leader on this team. And I think I've talked about, you know, you've signed the contract and you feel like, I can do that, right? Am I wrong? That you can be more of a leader. And I do think you've become a leader on this team. Do you feel like it's easier to be that guy? Not only because you have the contract and you're going to be here for a few years, but because you are having a good year, you know?
I don't think having a good year has to
do with
it.
No.
I don't think so, because we've had guys, leaders on this team in the past that, I mean, they weren't the best players on the team.
Yeah.
So I don't think having a good year has anything to do with it. I just feel like once you have a lot of guys looking up to you, and especially we have a lot of younger guys coming up now, Devers, Chavis, Sam Travis, so many younger guys coming up now, and a lot of prospects we have down there. They got to look up to someone, and someone should be able to show them the right way. And if it's you, if it's someone else, if it's another position player, you know, it's fine.
Do you feel like you're in a better – you feel more comfortable doing that this year than even last year?
Yeah, I think I did.
That's bizarre. That's like a one-year difference.
I know, but last year, I mean, I had a tough 2017 with the injuries and all of that. So last year I was really focused on – on staying healthy. I was a little bit more focused on that, and also giving, I mean, whenever someone comes for advice, I would obviously give them, but I just had a little bit more focus on some other stuff, and the team was playing so well, so I just wanted to continue that and don't try to come in out of nowhere and be like, hey, we should do this or do that. No, the team was rolling so well that I think we just continued.
You're just part of the
equation. Just let it continue like that.
This year you stepped
up.
I mean, like, Danner, like, honestly, I know it's a pain in the ass sometimes to answer these questions after the games, but I'll give you credit. Like, you're there. Like, you're there answering questions, and that's part of, to me, that's part of being a leader. Like,
Because sometimes, you know, guys have rough days, and it's maybe one of those days that you don't want to talk to anyone. But, I mean, you guys have a job to do also, and if we have a bad game, it should fall on us. You know, you guys don't have any.
But I think that you've been there, and I'm not throwing anyone else, but you've been there, and I remember a couple times where, like, different waves come by, and, okay, now it's been 3 minutes, now it's been 5 minutes, now it's been 7 minutes, and you stand up there, and I say this, are you a hoop guy, are you a basketball guy?
A little bit. I watch on TV, I play.
So I covered the Celtics back when Paul Pierce was playing, and it's Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker were the captains, and Pierce was the best player, so they named him a captain. Antoine was one of the best players, but Antoine was always there. And Pierce had to learn how to be that guy. And part of the learning is in standing up there and doing what I'm talking about you doing. I mean, it's not the everything, but...
I know, yeah, and it's not easy to do. It's not easy to do, but yeah. I think someone should be responsible. And if the more you do it, the more other guys will see it, and they can probably be like that one day or...
Yeah, well, it's you probably saw it from somebody, and there you go. You did it yourself.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, Cora, I say this all the time. Like, Cora was pretty, he didn't have to do it a lot, but, I mean, like, he was really good at being accountable, about standing up in front of his locker.
Yeah, I think that comes with the territory. I mean, like, as I said, you have rough games, you have good games, you have great games, you have bad games. You always should be available to talk. I know sometimes it's harder than others, but I don't feel any reason why not to, you know.
Well, you're doing a good job of it. Hard right-hand turn here. That's Barnes's too. The trade deadline came and went. A lot of people are like, you've been through trade deadlines before. You've been through, what, like 5 or 6 of them now. Is the whole thing about how a trade deadline, whether that you get a guy or not, impacts the mindset of a clubhouse? Is that a media thing, or is it like, can that be?
I don't know if we would be better or we would be worse if we had gotten someone. But I think a lot of us was surprised, you know, by us not doing anything. In a sense that you guys created so much buzz.
We kept saying you were going to do something, right?
We were going to get this guy, and then you guys started throwing out names. So now we're all like, oh, you know, this might be a possibility, or that might be a possibility. And then in the end, nothing happened. So it was kind of a bit of a surprise, yeah. I would say. But
you didn't feel like, oh, man. Because, you know, like, Tampa Bay just went out and got 4 guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they went Aguilar, I remember.
Yeah, and it wasn't like, they got 4 guys, what are we doing? Oh, woe is us, you know, it wasn't like...
I'm not sure the Yankees made anything right?
Yeah, but, you know, and they went out on one. I mean, the thing was is that when you guys didn't make a move, and then you lost a bunch of games, and so everyone's like, oh, they're depressed.
It's just a bad timing, you know? Obviously, those guys that are up there, they're smarter than us in that aspect. So maybe they
don't
felt
tell
like,
yourself
but maybe, smart. Maybe, but I don't know who's on the table, who they're trying to trade for, who. So I don't know, you know.
I would
so,
like to see Xander Bogaerts GM one
day. I don't know, man. No? So they know what they're doing, and maybe some stuff didn't make sense, or some teams want a little too much. So in the end, they chose not to. So I don't know.
It doesn't. In a nutshell, it doesn't like you guys weren't like, oh my God, I can't believe you guys didn't make a move. And
no, we were just, I would say, more surprised all the buzz that you guys created.
Yeah, and plus. So, okay, well, we'll take the blame. We'll take the heat. But also, it's like you guys have your core group, and I always get the sense you wanted to say, listen, we want to prove that we can do this again. We can do what we did last year, right? Am I wrong?
Same team, you know, so
right.
I don't think there was no reason that anyone would thought we would be in a position like this, but here, this is what we are. This is where we are right now. So we gotta just continue with this. But I don't think anyone thought we would have been in this position.
When you sign, going back to it, I don't know what it's like to sign a contract.
Sort of. I signed a contract, but not. What is that feeling like? What is the bigger feeling when you say, I agree, Scott, go for this, or is it like putting pen to paper, like holy mackerel?
Good question. I never
well,
thought
because,
of it like that.
It's a good question because I don't. There are very few people who can relate to this question to this answer.
I think it's just happiness, knowing that you're gonna be, and knowing that you chose to stay here.
Yeah.
Obviously, I could have gone in a different direction. And
can you imagine what it'd be like right now for you?
I don't know. I don't know how I would have dealt with all.
Well, I mean, you would have made a lot of money, but I mean, but that aside, you don't know if you would have performed the same.
I don't know. Especially the way our team was playing. We had a lot of ups and downs, yeah. And that can affect you sometimes because maybe you might try to want to do too much for the team, and you start getting into a bigger hole. But I wouldn't know.
You don't want to do a you didn't want to do a contract year thing.
Like I was more happy with being here and knowing everyone that's here for all these years,
yeah.
And all the guys that I came up with, such a special year last year with our coach staff. So I think everyone here, just knowing everyone from front office down, I think that was
me. Yeah, you like certainty. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and he always wants to win. These guys always wants to win, so they're always going to go out there, put up the best team that they can possibly put out.
I didn't even think of that like till now. Like the
The Red Sox always go out there. No. It's like no tanking going on there.
No,
so.
I mean, I don't think of like what it would have been like if you didn't like.
Oh,
you gotta go. Oh. Oh, real quick. So, donuts, get this on tape, all right? One of the questions I wanted to ask you was, I sit up in the press box and I watch you walk up to the batter's box. You do about 50 different things, right? Am I wrong?
I can roll out of my bed and do them.
Can you do them?
Yeah.
Do you know each one of these things?
I know, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know why I do it. I don't know why.
Okay,
but
what do you do? What do you do? Verbalize what you do.
I start off with a cross. I think I do two cross. And then I hit my bat twice on my leg. Then if it's the first at bat, I say hi to umpire, say hi to the catcher. I mark some in the dirt. And then I go in, dig in. I take long sometimes digging in because I want to get a
well, you
a
don't
want to
get in the bad foot.
Yeah, so sometimes I take long and then I'm like, okay, now I'm ready. And it's an automatic take first pitch, as always. and then it's just my tap and then back to the routine again. But I don't know why. And sometimes I've noticed throughout the years I maybe added another thing.
Yeah.
I don't know out of where because no one tells me what to do. It's just, I don't know. I don't know.
Hold on a second. I'm going to simulate this. Get this. All right, ready? You tell me what to do. All right? I'm about to righty hit it. All right, so I come in. What do I do?
Two cross. I do the cross. Yeah, twice. And then I tap my foot two times with the bat.
Yeah.
Walk up to the plate. I mark something in the dirt. Yeah, then go on, dig in a hole.
Tap the
umpires and the catchers. Yeah. And then I do across the base, to the base,
yeah.
And
like
then
both
I
sides of it.
Yeah, both sides, and then point it to the pitcher and clean it off. The dirt, you know, the dirt.
Off.
Yeah, clean the dirt off.
After you tap,
and then I'm ready.
Ready to go. Then you take the first pitch.
And then I'm doing it again.
See, I'm glad that I've always wanted to ask
you
that. Yeah, so I know you got to get going. So
thank you.
I hope you you have congratulations on a good year.
Thank you.
And thanks for everything.
Thank you, Bradford.
All right.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.